going right back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center across the parking lot. Giants fans are all amped up. Saquon Barkley, the selection. Bob Popple, along with Carl Banks and David Deal. We're joined by Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the New York Giants. Coach, congratulations on the pick. We just heard from Dave Gettleman. From a coach's standpoint, what jumped out in meeting him and watching the tape that made him worthy of the second overall pick for the New York Giants?
Well, for the coach's view, you know, I really felt like he was the best player in the draft. When you look at him as a running back, you know, he has some of the things that are primary to play the position. First, he can catch the ball. Secondly, he's got great vision. And then thirdly, he's got great collision balance. So when he gets through there and he takes a hit, he's got a great set of lowers, and he can stay on his feet. When we ask him to pass protect, he's going to be able to drop his weight and block a blitzing linebacker. And so, you know, he's a real easy guy to get involved in the game plan because you can play him on all three downs. Now, not to mention the fact that he's a great, great young man. He's a terrific competitor. And as a young player, you know, we're going to expect him to come in. You know, we're going to treat him like a rookie. You know, we're going to tell him, here's your locker, here's your helmet, here's the field. You know, go do your business. But, you know, we really believe that if he's the best he can be, then he's going to be a huge addition to our team.
Coach, congratulations on your pick. I want to ask you, like, when you guys start to evaluate these players, and I'm sure as a play caller, you say, how much of my playbook is available to a kid like X, Y, or Z? When you look at Barkley and you say, my playbook is completely open to him, or we're going to only be able to do certain things with him, how much of the playbook is available when you have a guy like that?
Well, I think when you look at NFL offenses now, you know, it's kind of like when you evaluate a quarterback and say he can make all the throws. You know, I think he can be involved in all the elements of playing offense. He can be, you know, first and second down runs out in the field. He can be involved in goal line and short yardage situations. We can use him on third down. So, you know, it's really, it's a terrific thing for a play caller to be able to have a guy that can do all those things. So, you know, again, you know, we don't want to put too much on his plate to begin with. But we know the way he's wired, he's going to want to do as much as we ask him to. And, you know, when you think about the running back, any place I've ever been that we've had success on offense, you've had a guy that could run the ball. And you don't just do that for your offense. You need to do that for your team. And, you know, I think last year in Minnesota, we found a way to run the ball. We found a way to score our points. And the nice thing about him is he can be involved in the point scoring because he can get in the end zone from all parts of the field.
Obviously, it's got to be a very exciting thing to add another dimension like this to your offense. Think about Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham Jr., Evan Engram, and everything else. But you got to be excited about having a veteran quarterback like Eli Manning, not only being able to spread the football around, but we all know these personalities. I've been in the huddle. I'm open. It's got to be exciting to have a veteran like that lead a group like this moving forward.
I was so thrilled to have this mini camp we just had, because I got to work 3 days with Eli, and he confirmed everything I thought about him. He's a pro. You know, you only have to run one or two plays in a period, and he calibrates it and gets it right. He can tell you with having just a basic knowledge of our system why he did certain things. He's aware of matchups and who's on the field. And, you know, the guys playing with Eli are very fortunate because he's a true pro, and I think I'm really looking forward to working with him as we go forward here.
Coach Shurmur, we appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on the pick. I know there's a lot more work to be done tomorrow night and throughout the course of the weekend, but we appreciate you taking a couple minutes joining us tonight.
No problem. We're thrilled over here.
Yeah, the fans are thrilled on this side of the parking lot. This place erupted. Coach Shurmur, thank you so much. Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the New York Football Giants.